Yes, amen.
And he gave me what I've been searching for.
Amen.
He told me how much he loved me. And I would die no more.
Yes, he
gave me sweet peace and kindness. And he took away the doubts and sin.
Thank God.
When Jesus had reached down from heaven, and now he lives within.
Amen.
Ever since the Savior found me, I'm as happy as I can be. Just to know that I've been saved from sin. Oh, start over. Let me start that verse. Ever since the Savior found me, I'm as happy as I can be, and I am. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. His have gone.
That's a blessing.
I'm rejoicing now. And there's a lot of songs I wanted y'all to hear that the Lord had given me, because like I said, I've wasted all this time and just let them lay there and didn't sing them for it. It was given to me for a reason. I had to call on me, and I will. But I didn't have any problem with my throat. I just forgot a line or two. But I've got my song written down at home, and I want to be used of God. I want to do what the Lord wants me to do. I started out on this journey, and I'm happy.
Come on, come on. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I went too far to turn back. Storms are forming, the clouds are forming, the storm is coming, and we can look out for it. You know, there, I told Brother Coles a long time ago, I said, your place that God sends you to at that time, it was the lighthouse. I said, he's put you here for a reason, and it's going to be a time for people to come in out of a storm. There's going to be hungry hearts that want Jesus. People that's not satisfied and not hearing the truth, and they're going to want more of God. And they're going to find out where the fire's at, and they're going to come out and shout back. Glory to God. And I believe that God sent Brother Coles here and Sister Sibyl, and I believe he even sent us here, and I believe Brother Frank and them has come, and God sent him here to help us out. Praise the Lord. And all the others is here for a reason. We've all got work to do. We don't need to be sitting still. We need to be working for God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I told the Lord, I said, but Lord, I want to sing. But I said, if you through with me singing, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Praise the Lord. Y'all pray for me. It's just my hope. Of course, sometime, you know, if I could sing with God, I didn't feel it one bit.
All right.
Oh, praise the Lord. I know it was God. And I feel like when, here a while back, it take up back when I spoke to the lady, I just felt led, I wanted to go to each one of them, because I wanted to go to each one individual and tell them, call their name and tell them what they did to me and what they did to me, you know. And I said, well, I feel about all of them. You're there. Oh, so people. Oh,
yeah,
and oh, we're How precious. I love y'all. Each one of you means something to me, and each one of you's got a calling. And I thank God, if you don't know your calling, you get down on your knees and let it show you, because everybody here's got a calling to do something, to do something for God. Praise the Lord. Now let's pray for us. We love you and appreciate it. Got up on Sunday morning, went to the church at 10. I listened to the words I'd heard time and time again. Preacher spoke of sinfulness, it seemed he spoke about. I was young, I had plenty of time, plenty of time to be sacrificed to God.
On Sunday morning, went to the church and listened to the words of her time and time again. The preacher spoke.
Appreciate the singing tonight. It's good to see you in the house of God.
Yes, amen.
Amen. It's good to be here and just worship the Lord. Amen. Just seeking for the deep things of God.
Amen.
I want the whole counsel of God's word, don't you?
Yes.
I want it all. How many believe we can have it all?
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen. we need God's word, we need God's power, we need God's spirit in this last hour. We need to see a great outpouring of the Spirit of God among us. As I was preaching about that spiritual renewal, coming to know that we're in God's presence, that there is comes a good refreshing. You know, you hear people getting Holy Ghost, being baptized in the Holy Ghost, but we need that refilling of the Holy Ghost. We need the power, the Spirit of God, so desperately in this hour in which we live. But do you love Him tonight? You thank God for what you have tonight? Let's remember, revival starts Sunday through Wednesday night, then July the 16th will be youth service. Brother Moore will be with us. We're looking forward to more great things in God. So we just know God's able to help us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you love Him tonight? Let's give Him a good hand clap of praise. Thank God. Amen. Amen. If Brother Frankie come on around tonight, he's going to be ministering to us. Dating coming, helping us out. Last message he preached was on the fire of God. It was a wonderful message. So we just want to pray for him. God to give him what he needs tonight.
I'll have your Bibles tonight. Matthew chapter 25. Very familiar. The wise and foolish virgins. Wise and foolish virgins. Got all time to find your places there. Start with verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil with their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, said, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And when they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch you therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. I want to take my message from 4. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. I had a little thought when I was preparing for this. You can't serve God on an empty tank. You can't serve God on an empty tank. Jesus' series of illustrations stresses the requirements of faithfulness and watchfulness until His return. The parable of the 10 virgins stresses the necessity of persevering in faith and spiritual preparedness. Because of the danger of Christ coming at an unforeseeable date, the oil in the parable represents true faith, righteousness, and the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. The 5 foolish, God would have given them oil if they asked in the time, but there was no buying when the market is over, no bidding when the inch of the candle is dropped. You cannot serve God tonight if you tank's empty. Brother, you want to pray over the message for me tonight? Just say, Father, Lord, we come before you, Father, just as humble as we know how, Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, over this message, Father God, Lord, tonight, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, just take your servant, Father God. Lord, just use it, Lord, tonight, Lord, for your glory, Father God. Lord, just give me the word to say, Father, these people, Lord. Lord, I know I've never, Lord, not as I abide in you, Lord, tonight, Father God. Lord, just minister to me, Lord. Lord, just help me, Father God, Lord, tonight. Lord, I'm looking to the you're going to run out.
Bless him, Lord. Happy.
Lord, just help me tonight. You can't serve God on an empty tank. That reminds me of the widow and the unjust judge. It says in Luke 18, starting with 1, and he spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him and said, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard yet men, but because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, how shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried him day and night? I'm telling you tonight, he'll deliver us speedy if he finds faith upon the earth. I'm telling you, that's what we need. We need a prayer life. We got to have time when we take and get in the secret places. We need to enter in that closet. We need to shut the door. We need to pray to our Heavenly Father in secret. And he would say, the secret shall reward the open. He'll reward you openly tonight. Is all I'm getting along with him. I'm telling you, how much God do you want? How much power you want? If you want to see God move in this revival, get along with him. Seek his face. Cry out for doing the night.
Yes. Oh, yes.
He says in the word, he said, my people, which are called by my name, if they are humble themselves, I'll humble themselves. What is humble? Begin to pray. And seek my face. And turn from their wicked ways. Then shall we hear from heaven. He'll forgive our sin. And he'll heal our land. I want to see revival. I want to see God move. And he can tonight. I'm telling you, all you have to do is come on in here. And get filled up. Get some new oil. I'm telling you tonight, there's so many. It's out of gas tonight. They don't even know it.
Come on, bro.
They don't even know it. They're sitting on the church pews. They're on that Broadway. That leads to destruction. Why? Because they don't let their lives go out. They don't let the devil snuff out their life, brother. They don't shut it out. They ain't got the oil to keep it burning. Tonight. That night is a night of salvation. That day is appointed time. Harden not yourself tonight. Let the Lord fill you.
Oh, yes.
Lord, just help me tonight. Just help me tonight. We need some oil, brother. We need some fresh oil.
Yeah.
We need some fresh oil tonight. We need it to be burning in us. We need to have a fresh blaze. Only way you can get a fresh blaze, you got to have the oil. You got to have the oil. Where you get it at? Get alone by yourself.
Yeah.
And seek him tonight.
Amen.
Call upon him tonight. In Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. What you got to do? That key is call on him tonight. You got to call on him.
Amen, brother.
You can't serve God on an empty tank. You can't serve him with the empty, brother. So many times, I've been going down the road, and that old car's on just about empty. It's on just about empty. You have to pull it over, and you have to put your little unleaded in. I'm telling you tonight, if you drop on your knees, the Lord can put some hot dish in you. He can give you something to make you burn. He can give you the oil that you need.
Amen.
You can't serve God on the empty tank, brother. This done been tried so many times. This done been tried. Sooner or later, you're going to go through a trial and you're going to fail. Why? Because your tank was empty. It was empty. I don't want to be running on fumes, brother. I don't want to be with my fuel pump or vapor lock. I want to be ready. I want to be primed up. And I want to be ready to go. I want to be on fire when that time comes. I want to be one when that time comes. He said, enter on me and my son that prepared for you for the joy of the Lord. Enter on into my kingdom, son. I don't want to say when he starts to knock. He said, I know you not. You depart from me. You a worker of iniquity. They're going to be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. I don't want to hear that. I want to say, enter in, my son. Come on into the joy of the Lord. But the only way I can do it, I got to have a tank of gas, brother. I got to have You can't get it. It's no more than these. Why? I said total foolish. You go on to the market. You buy for yourselves. Right. We ain't got enough for you and me. You got to go buy for yourself. But when it was gone to buy, the bridegroom came.
Right.
He came and he was shut out. He was shut out. That'd be an awful time, brother, right at the end. If you ain't got enough oil that pay to keep your life burning, we need to fall on our knees. We need to be seeking God.
Amen, brother.
Just bear with me. I ain't even got started on my message good yet.
Bless
him, Lord. He says in Isaiah 55:6, he says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Call upon him while he's near. He's near now. We need to be called upon him tonight. We need to be seeking him early. We need to be seeking his face. We don't need to be getting tied up with all the care of this world. We don't need to be getting tied. Psalms 69:13. He said, but as for me, my prayers to thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. Acceptable time. This is an acceptable time. This is the time to be calling. This is the time to be crying out. This is the time to be getting along with God. This is the time to be knocking. This is the time to be seeking. This is the time to be asking. Say, Lord, I need you. I need some fresh oil. I need something. You got it in your storehouse. I need more of you. I need to walk in a greater anointing. I need more of you. I need more of the Spirit. I need more of the gifts. I need it tonight. I desire, Lord, more of you. I desire more of the Word of God. I want to be like old Job. I desire his Word more than my necessary food. That's the way we got to be. That's the way you keep the oil filled. You got to desire him. You got to have a relationship.
Yes.
He's got to have a relationship, brother. You can go all the way back in the book of Genesis from the beginning. When Adam and Eve were sitting there in the garden, the old enemy come up and see people gout Eve. He said, you eat of that fruit, said, you ain't going to surely die. If you eat of it, you'll be wise, knowing good and evil. And she come and partake of that fruit and gave it to her husband. I'm telling you right then, that relationship was broken. He called out to Adam in the cool of the day. He said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? Oh, Adam, the hid himself, for he was naked. He had shame. He had shame in his game. I'm telling you tonight, he's wanting relationship with you. You talk to your companion. You talk to him every single day. I'm telling you, he desires to hear from you every day.
Oh, yes. That's right, brother.
It's a one-on-one relationship. It's one-on-one. We need to be kneeling before him every day. We don't need to be getting slack in our prayer life. We don't need to be lighting up. We need to keep the hammer pegged down. We need to stay wide open. We need to keep our tank sealed. But I'm telling you tonight, if you slack up, if you let up just a little bit, he can get in. He can whistle in. We need to keep yourself full.
Amen.
We need to keep our old full and our lights burning.
Yes.
You know, we got so many people. I've been in churches, brother. Be out preaching the Word of God. You don't see nothing happen. You don't see nothing stirring. You don't see the people start to preserve themselves. You want me to tell you why? A lot of times, their wood's wet. It won't burn. A wet piece of wood won't burn, brother. It's hard to get started. Sometimes you got to pump. Sometimes you got to prime before it can get in. Sometimes you just got to keep the foot in the flame before the night a piece of wood. But I'm telling you tonight, I want all of my life.
Yes,
oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Glory.
Oh, that's represents the Spirit.
Yeah.
Only place you can get the Spirit at is through the keys. And what's the main key? It's prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer is the key. Faith don't lock the door. I thank God for them keys tonight, brother. If you ain't using your lifeline, you're going to die. You're going to die a spiritual death. We need to be using our lifelines. We need to be using what the Lord gave us. We got the victory through Him.
Amen,
through Him. As long as we're calling upon Him, as long as we're seeking His face, we got the victory.
Amen.
We got the victory. He shall call upon me. Psalms 91 and 15. He said, He shall call upon me. And He said, I will answer Him. Call upon Him. That's why you ain't receiving no answer, because we ain't calling upon Him. If you calling upon Him, call upon Him again. They come before the throne of grace again. If you need something, you keep coming. You keep coming and say, Lord, I need this. He say you won't withhold nothing from the man or woman that walks up righteously. Lord, I need it, Lord. Lord, I desire it, Lord. Lord, I want it, Lord. I'm telling you tonight, that's how He gets you full. And you oil full. I'm telling you tonight, if you are one of them weak Christians with much prayer out with much prayer life, you're just flickering, brother. Your flame's just flickering. You're just about on empty. It's just about to go out. I'm telling you, they're just sitting there flickering, a little old blaze. And you don't want to take and get along with God to rekindle that fire. And that little blaze, it just dies out a little more.
Wow.
Before you know it, something will come along and the enemy will snuff out your light. It'll put out your light tonight. I don't want my light put out. I want it to be burning more and more as that day is approaching me. I want to keep it burning. I want to keep fresh oil in my tank. I want to stay filled up. I want to stay filled up to the brim. And the only way I can do it is to be calling upon Him. If you're not calling upon Him, you're getting slack tonight. You can die a spiritual death.
That's right.
Just bear with me.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to go back here to James.
Very familiar. He says, draw nigh to God.
Why?
But a lot of people want, let me back up. A lot of people like to leave out this ingredient. Let me back up and get all the food in here. He says, submit. That's the main part of the ingredients. Yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn. Weep, let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. But what do you got to do? You got to humble yourself. You got to humble yourself. You got to be hungry. You got to have a desire to pray. You might not feel like praying. You might not feel like kneeling down. But do it anyway. Get along with God. It'll pay off in the end. In the end, it's going to pay off.
Yes.
When that day comes, when the rapture takes place, whether you go by the rapture or the way of the grave, it's going to pay off one day. It's going to pay off, brother. Because we all are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to give account for whatever we've done in this body, whether bad or whether good. I'm telling you, every saint of God is going to face the judgment seat of Christ. And you hear it lost and undone, you're going to face white throne judgment. You're going to stand in His judgment seat. They'll be cast in the lake of fire. I'm telling you, that's what it is tonight. We need to begin some more. We need to begin another tank.
Right, brother. Amen.
Just bear with me. I still got some more to go here.
Bless him real good, though.
I want to flip over here into Psalms. This is very, very one of my best scriptures. Psalms 91. He said, He that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. That's how you get that oil, brother. That's how you fill it up. getting in the secret places of the Most High. He said, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise that pestilence. He shall cover thee with feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield in thy buckler. That's what I want to do. I want to steal away with Him. I want to get along with Him in the cool of the day. I want to seek His face. I want to give Him the first fruits of my life, brother. When I open my eyes in the morning, I want to cover them. And I want to thank Him for a beautiful day. I want to thank Him for what He's done for me. I want to thank Him for calling me out. I want to thank Him for saving me and sanctifying me holy and baptizing me with a sweet Holy Ghost. I'm thankful tonight. I'm one brother that will return and give glory to God. But I'm telling you, you got some that won't even so much as reach their hand up to heaven and thank and praise God. I want to be one to praise, brother. Because I got some oil in me, huh? I got oil in me. When you got oil, you can take and lift your hands up into the air. You can lift them up then.
Right.
You can lift them up high. I brought it up in other service. Why? Because there's no more condemnation to those that's in Christ Jesus who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. I'm telling you, I got no more condemnation. My tank's full. It's full, brother. And I got it primed up. While you work on them old lawnmowers, how hard is it to crank when they lose the prime? You have to keep pumping and jerking and jerking and jerking. That's the way it is. When a Christian loses a prime, brother, when they run out of oil, it's hard to get them primed up. It's harder to get back to the state they once was in. But I'm telling you, you can do it tonight. Because you can do all things tonight. He can do all things Christ in. He can do all things. He can do exceedingly abundantly anything we shall ask according to the power which worketh in us tonight.
Yes.
I don't want to be one, brother, when it comes to the end of the way, and I ain't got no fuel. I ain't got no fuel. You know, it reminds me back there when the light went out of the temple of God. You know, Eli the priest, he got old, and the light done went out and got dim. And I tell you, he started speaking for Samuel. He said, Samuel, Samuel. And he runs to Eli. And he said, well, you did call me. Using my own words. He said, you did call me. He said, I called thee not, son. Go lay back down. And he went again. And he said the same words, Samuel, Samuel. And he heard the same words. He went back to Eli. And he said, you did call me. He said, go lay down again, son. And if he say that the same thing again, say, speak on, thy servant heareth thee. And I tell you, he said the same on. He said, speak on, for thy servant heareth thee. I'm telling you, that old boy, he went to the temple of the living God, and he took and lit the lamps. I'm telling you, that's what we need to do. We need to get some oil. We need to get our lamps lit. We need to get burning. We fixing to go in revival here in just a few more days. Have you got your light burning? Are you all primed up? Are you ready to go? I'm telling you tonight, it don't take much, brother, to get me pumping. It don't take much to get me going. Why? Because I keep my oil filled. I keep it filled daily. Now my old car, brother, I might not put no gas in it for 3 or 4 or 5 days. Be running on fumes. But it ain't that way with God. I got to keep pulling up to the service station, brother.
Amen, brother.
I got to keep coming on up to the service station. I don't pull up to a BP to get what I want spiritually. I pull on into the parking lot of the house of the living God.
Yeah.
And that's another way I get full. I take and hear the word of God. My Bible tells me that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the way of the word of God. There's so many out there today, brother, they don't want to preach. They say they call. They say this and they say that. If you call, why don't you feed the flock that the Holy Ghost has made you overseer of? Why don't you feed them? Why do you let them go on a spiritual roller coaster? Why do you let them go on a spiritual drought? That's spiritual starvation.
Right.
There's so many out there that's doing it, brother. There's so many that's doing it. But that's one thing I'm going to do. I want to do what's required of me. I want to wait it out. I want to be preaching the word. I want to be instant in season. I receive. is. That's the world we're living in. And people faithfully go and listen to it. Why? Because they ain't going through the spout where the glory is coming out. They ain't going to get a fresh supply of oil. He's told you in the Word, if you seek Him, He's going to give you all that you need. He said the Holy Ghost will guide you in all truth. All truth. I'm telling you tonight, He'll guide you and He'll lead you. He'll give you spiritual discernment where you can know where somebody is. I tell you, I have my face for it. I face that. He'll give you the spiritual discernment. I tell you, you can tell when somebody's bitter. You can tell when somebody's sour, puffed up. That is no more than what my brother was preaching the other day. Charity. Charity suffers long. It's not puffed up. It don't behave itself unseemly. I'm telling you, when you get a hold of it, brother, it'll give you some oil. It'll give you some oil. I'm telling you, every tree is gone by the fruit that it bears. I'm telling you, apple ain't gonna bring forth the cherry, brother. And neither is a corrupt tree gonna bring forth good fruit. And in other words, every tree's gone by the fruits that it bears.
Amen.
In other words, you go back there to that water fountain, brother, and you push that cold water. It's not gonna give you fresh water and salt water in the summertime.
Right.
It's not gonna do it.
Right.
So many people, brother, they don't let their oil leak out. Leak out. It's going to leak out years ago, and they didn't even realize it. They didn't realize it. Why? Because they get bitter, they get hard, and they leak their oil out. They don't get alone with God and pray like they used to. They get that self-righteous Pharisee spirit about them. They say, why I need to pray? I know the Word of God. I know what it says. Yes, sure you do, but you still need to be still in the way. You still need to be still in the way to them secret places. You know, I'm trying to give another scripture. I think it's in Psalms 41 or 42. At the heart panteth after the water brook, so does my heart thirst after thee, O God. Our heart thirst for the living God. The only way you can get a thirst and a deep down hunger is through a prayer life. If you got no relationship, you got no power. But you got a relationship, brother, you got some power.
Amen.
Relationship. That's what we need. So many people get empty on a relationship. One, I'm just going to wait on that. Because you get men back here that ain't got no vision. They ain't got no vision, brother. They got matter in their eyes. What they need to do, they need to take and wipe all the matter out of their eyes and take them big logs and them big things out of their eyes and start seeking the God and get a little oil about them and preach the Word. Be instant in season and out of season. I'm telling you tonight, that's what we need. We need more preachers that's got a backbone that'll get up and tell you the truth. I tell you, that's the way I am. You might get angry with me because I tell the truth. But one thing about it, I tell you the truth. If you ain't got no relationship, you're going to be left behind.
Come on!
You're going to be left behind one day. Left behind. And it's up to men of God to preach a message for it to stir the people's heart. For it to stir the heart to get along. He said, well, that message for me, brother, is for me. It's pulpit from to the pew. I need it too. I need a greater relationship. I need more of Him. I need Him more today than I've ever had. I tell you, brother, I have got slack in my prayer life. And it seems like when you start getting slack, start getting heated up on you, and you have to go back. He had to say, Lord, I know I've been slack. Forgive me of my slackness. All I need is enough grace to get through one more time. Just get me through one more battle. I tell you, He will do it if we keep going before the throne of grace. I don't want to die by spiritual death. And all of this, what I was reading right here about the wise and foolish virgins, that's at the end. That's at the end of time, right there. They don't begin to knock. Open to us. Apart from me, you workers. In other words, why wouldn't you purchase in your oil when you had a chance? Why wouldn't you take it and get along with me when you had a chance? Why wouldn't you be doing these things?
I tell you, one of these days, we're going to be standing before God without excuse. Why didn't you pray? Why didn't you seek my face? You know to do these things. He didn't know what to do good and do it tonight. I'm telling you, he's going to be judged of it tonight. He's going to be judged. I tell you, I want to be one that can push my way through everything that comes against me. I know that the times when things come against you, you got to work a job, or you got to go do this chore, that chore. But I'm telling you right now, you need to keep God first. You need to be seeking first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and the rest will be added to you. That's what I want to do. I want to seek Him first. I want to seek His face. I'm not laying my treasures up here on earth where moths do corrupt, where thieves do break through and steal. But I'm laying my treasures up in heaven tonight where no thieves and no where more moths get corrupt. That's where your treasures is. That's where your heart is also. Where's your heart at tonight? Is it on the things of God? Is it on getting more oil? Or is it on the things of the world?
Come on. Bless Him, Lord.
There's so many people get weary and well doing. There's so many people that get rocked spiritual sleep. The enemy plays them a lullaby, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to sleep. I'm telling you, I want to see my need to pray. I want to see my need. A lot of people don't see their need, but I see a more of a need now more than ever. I see a need of getting along with God. I see a need to do it, and that's what I want to do this week. And this revival's coming up next week, brother. I want to be one that can get on my face just a little bit more. One that can slip off just a little bit more. I'm telling you, it's going to pay off. I want to be one that can push up the plate just a little bit more, for I can get what God's got in store for me. That's where you get the oil at. Push back the works of the flesh. Push back that old food. Push it back from you. It's not no kidding you because you go without one day. It's not no kidding you, brother. I'm a living example of that. This old boy right here, he didn't want to draw out of God with fasting. First thing he said, "Boy, you big old man, you sure want to be hungry." And after a little while, he said, "Oh, my head sure does hurt. I got a minor nutrition thing going on now. Lord, help me." But I'm telling you, just take on, keep on pushing on just a little bit more. And I tell you, when it gets into that second day, I'm telling you, it's all past. Second day, I'm telling you, then he can be feeding on the presence of God. But on the third day, it'll come back. That sickness, that old headaches, that old nausea, it'll come back. But I'm telling you, you're not going to die because you go without a little bit. If you want to see the Lord move, get along with Him. Do what's required. I'm telling you tonight, when I got hungry, when I wanted to see Him move, I've done what I needed to do.
Bless Him now.
I know what I needed to do. I have been fasting, brother, to take my wife to Burger King. Whole family be sitting over there eating burgers and fries. Old Gary says, "Son, you know you like to have some of that. You know you want some of that." I say, "You lying devil. I'm drawing nigh to God where He'll draw nigh to me. I need what He's got in store for me in this revival, brother. I'm needing something, and I got to get along with God, and He'll give it to me. He's not going to withhold nothing from a man or woman that walks up righteously tonight. He's not going to hold it from you. He's going to give it to you. He's going to give it to you. Just hang on. Just hang on a little bit longer. It's going to be worth it all when it's payday time."
Amen.
I tell you, I feel like it's just about payday time around here. I believe there's some people around here that's been seeking. They've been hungry. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. Just hold on just a little bit longer.
Yes.
Just hold on. Don't doubt your faith. Just hold on. If you get a cloud of unbelief around you, just take and fan it off of you. I'm telling you, just hold on.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
The same faith that saved you, He's going to give you what you need. He's not going to see His children go lacking. In other words, if we been earthly mothers and fathers, we'll give our children their daily food and their daily necessities. We'll give them what's needful. How much more will you have on fire?
Amen.
I'm just getting right down on them line tonight. He's going to take care of you.
Yes.
He knows what you need. He knows what where you at. But I'm telling you, that day, He's going to give it to you. Just hold on. Just hold on. Just tie a knot on both sides of the rope and say, hold on. Just hold on. Don't let go. Don't turn loose. I'm telling you, it's right there. It can be your night tonight. It can be your night next week in revival. Just take and get along with God and be praying and be seeking His face. If you hear you got the Holy Ghost, be seeking His face for gifts. Ignite other gifts through the Holy Ghost, which each and every one of us we can have.
Amen.
Men or women, it's for all of us.
Amen.
As many as far off, as many as the Lord thy God shall call, we need to be seeking Him for them. That's part of the oil. Keep on seeking Him. He's going to pour that oil in you. He's going to give you the oil that you need. No more than it was when I brought up the other night the woman that had the sons is coming to take them for bondsmen. Said, if you got anything in the house? She said, I got nothing but a cruise oil. She said, in other words, how many vessels did you got? Go borrow many vessels, not a few. And I tell you, that woman, she took and entered into her closet. That's what I'm saying. Her and her son, and they began to pour out. He began to pour out. Then they started pouring, which was full. I'm telling you tonight, that was spiritual. That woman poured out her heart before God. That's what she done. These women was pouring out. And if you pour out tonight, if you pour out everything that's in you, He's going to pour something in you. He's going to pour what you need in you. He's got it. He's got a storehouse. And you holding the key. Prayer is the key tonight. You holding that key. We got to be using it before we can get a new supply of oil. I tell you, you look at one that works on cars. When my car gets a quart low, brother, or two cords low, and it starts clicking. I know it's time for me to go get some oil. That's the same way it is spiritually. When you start feeling yourself going down, when you start feeling down in the spirit, it's time to get you a supply of oil. It's time to get you another drink. He's got a vast supply. You know no more, my brother. He was preaching here in the other service. He gave us a whole well. He gave us a well of salvation. We are Let's see what else I got here. Run over. You got exactly what you need tonight. I'm telling you, He's got it. He's got that storehouse. What's keeping you from getting along with God? What's keeping you? Is it cares of life? What's keeping you? I don't want to get tied up in them cares. Brother, I like to fish. I like to go out on the creek banks. I like to go up there on chalky. And I like to throw that hook out there and wait on me a nice one. I like to wait on me a nice trout. That's all fine and well, but you better be using temperance. You better be getting along with God and seeking His face first. Ain't nothing like getting in them mountains and seeing the water go over them shoals. But you can't serve Him if you're on empty. You can't serve Him on empty. If you pray a little, you might move up to a little off empty. And you pray a little more, you might move up into a quarter of a tank. But you start slipping, you fall back down.
Right.
I want to think, get me a full tank. I want to stay until I get what the Lord's got for me. I want to keep singing until I get what He's got for me. I want a full tank. I want to be one that can be trained. fresh oil. Fresh oil. I tell you, I want to be one that can get that fresh oil every day.
Thank God.
You know, our brother Speed preached one time about anointing oil. He said sometimes that anointing gets old. And it's got a smell to it. We need new oil. We need a fresh oil. He said he'd give Sister Speed a job, and her job is refurbishing the vessel. In other words, he said one day, he said he seen a black speck in that anointing oil, and he gave it to Sister Speed, and she dug all that out and cleaned it out. That's what we need to do. We need to refurbish our vessel.
Yes.
We need to get some good oil. We need to get some clean oil before we can burn. Before we can burn bright. Somebody give me some music. I preach long enough. Long enough tonight. I can't do it, but I know the one that's got a vast supply. I know one that can tonight. I know one that can.
How you start here?
If you're here tonight, you want just a little bit more oil, here's where it takes place. If you're here tonight, you ain't got no oil, takes place. I'm being very serious with you tonight. Very serious. You know, I just want to wait out just a little bit here. You know, I heard many messages preached, and I've seen the anointing fall. I've seen people clutch on the side of the pew, don't walk over. But I'm telling you tonight, if you hear, if you need anything from God, you need to be getting it.
Amen.
Tonight's the night. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time. He's got a vast supply of oil. He's got what you need.
Oh, yes.
Where do you get oil at? Where do you get the fire at? The same place. Right here. And always be a burning upon the altar. You can always get the oil that you need. Sometimes we just got to wrestle before God just a little bit longer. I tell you, praise the man of his scripture. I think it was with Jacob. He wrestled with God and did for faith. He knows